step into the barricades of 1830. You are standing before Eugène Delacroix's Liberty Leading the People, an explosion of romanticism that remains the definitive visual anthem of rebellion. The fever of 3 days. This is not a distant historical reconstruction. It is a phantom of the three glorious days of the July Revolution. Delacroix did not paint this from the safety of a quiet studio years later. He began work in the autumn of 1830, driven by a visceral patriotic fever. Although he did not actively fight on the barricades, he was a member of the National Guard and witnessed the carnage firsthand. In a letter to his brother, he wrote, "If I haven't fought for my country, at least I'll paint for her." He channeled his restless energy into this massive canvas, completing it in a mere 3 months, capturing the acrid smoke of Paris while the scent of gunpowder was still fresh in the streets. The pulse of the brush. To capture the raw, chaotic energy of an uprising, Delacroix broke away from the polished, frozen style of his predecessors. He utilized a primitive form of impasto, applying thick, visible strokes of paint that give the surface a tactile, vibrating quality. Notice the texture of the smoke and the jagged edges of the fallen stones. This technique forces the eye to stay in motion. Unlike a smooth neoclassical painting that invites calm contemplation, Delacroix's textured brushwork creates a sense of physical instability. It mimics the breathlessness of a riot. The paint itself feels hurried, urgent, and dangerous, making you feel as though the barricade might collapse into the museum floor at any moment. The hidden masterpiece. For a work that now symbolizes the French Republic, its early years were defined by state-sponsored suppression. After being purchased by the government in 1831, the painting was deemed too inflammatory for public eyes. The authorities feared that the sight of liberty, bare-breasted and defiant, would incite another revolution against the newly installed King Louis-Philippe. It was returned to Delacroix and hidden away for years, only allowed to be seen for brief weeks at a time. This period of exile transformed the painting from a mere commemorative work into a forbidden icon, cementing its status as a legendary weapon of political defiance rather than just a decoration. The shadow in the top hat, among the fallen and the fighters, look closely at the gentleman on the left, sporting a prominent black top hat and wielding a hunting shotgun. For decades, a persistent legend claimed this was a self-portrait of Delacroix. While modern historians debate his identity, X-ray scans and infrared photography have revealed something more subtle. The figure's placement creates a perfect pyramidal composition that anchors the chaos. But the true microscopic detail lies in the background, near the towers of Notre Dame. If you peer through the painted haze, you can see a tiny, fluttering tricolor flag atop the cathedral. This was a deliberate, hidden victory. At the time of the fighting, the towers were a site of fierce contention. By painting that microscopic flag, Delacroix signaled the finality of the revolution before the smoke had even cleared on the rest of the canvas.